The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Dr. Jennifer Weider, you can find her online at drweider.com. Jenna, I tried it. I tried it. I drank it. I don't know. What do the experts say about Prime?
So Prime has totally gone viral. It's an energy drink. They actually sell three products. One is an energy drink. The others are sports hydration drinks. Mm-hmm. They've been promoted by these huge YouTube influencers, KSI and Logan Paul, and they're flying off the shelf all over the place, especially in the UK, but also in the US. There are a lot of people drinking these drinks, and the problem is that the energy drink in particular has a tremendous amount of caffeine, and that's why Senator Schumer wants to have this drink investigated. The drink actually does come with a label on the back that said this isn't suitable for children under the age of 18. Of course, everybody's ignoring that. But if you look at the amount of caffeine in Prime, you may do more than bat an eyelash. There's so much caffeine in here, and one can is about six cans of Coca-Cola.
Mm, wow. Nice. All right. Now
That's
we're
right.
talking. Now, I remember when Jolt was such a thing, right? And, you know, that was, it was, and then when Red Bull came out, people were so freaked out about Red Bull when it came out, too.
I guess there's no way to enforce that because it says not suitable for under the age of 18. Because I went to the grocery store and I just bought it. Like, nobody was like, can I see your ID, please?
Well, nobody believes you're under the age of 18.
Well, right.
I'm
but
so sorry.
I don't think that was a real thing that they were going to do anyway. If,
yeah.
Like, my daughter, if I send her in to buy there, I can't imagine they would card her for that.
No, but I think you guys are bringing up a good point. I really don't think this is something that's enforceable, to be honest. A lot of parents haven't even heard of this drink, but their kids have because it's all over TikTok. And, you know, Raven mentioned Red Bull. Red Bull has about 80 milligrams of caffeine. This has 200 milligrams of caffeine per can. Even if it doesn't cause cardiac issues, too much caffeine and overconsumption of caffeine can lead to headaches and dizziness, anxiety and nausea, and definitely sleep deprivation in young kids. So people should put a red flag around this drink, especially for kids under the age of 18. And the other issue is it's not even that they're drinking one bottle. They're drinking multiple bottles, and that's where, you know, you can get into trouble. There was a child in the UK that reportedly underwent cardiac arrest, a heart attack after consuming Prime, and he had three of these, and at the end of the day, he was rushed to the hospital. You know, Anna, if you drink one, you know, as an adult, I don't think it's going to do much, but people that are sensitive to caffeine really need to have this on their radar screen.
Well, that's because I was thinking, and we'll get to my results of trying Prime coming up in just a few minutes.
Woo!
But I drink a lot of coffee. Like, so I'm thinking in my head, like, let me at it. Let me see what you got, you know? So I was curious, as somebody that is well-versed in caffeine, where that's my whole day, is a lot of coffee to keep going and keep up. Like, would it really affect me as much as it would a child that's not used to that kind of caffeine intake?
I think
that's right.
I would try a shot of this stuff just like espresso if I was really tired.
This is why this stuff is selling, and I'm excited to hear about your results, and I think somebody that's very used to and acclimated to the effects of caffeine are not going to feel it the same way a child that's not drinking may affect a younger person, and it does more dramatically than it would an adult.
Right.
But I'm curious to see how you make out on this.
All right, well, that's coming up in just a few minutes, and if you want to learn more about Dr. Weider, you can just head to our website, drweider.com. Thanks, Jenna.
Thanks, guys.
I hope we survive.
I hope so.
My guess is yes.
So Senator Schumer wants the U.S. Food and Drug Administration to investigate Prime. That's the energy drink that is backed by influencer Logan Paul. Here he is talking about it.
This new summer sensation drink aimed at kids called Prime. More caffeine even than Red Bull. In fact, it has double the caffeine.
And six times what a can of Coke has.
Definitely the biggest issue facing America right now. Definitely. Good thing you're on it, Schumer. Good job.
The thing is that he's saying that they're markets to kids because it comes in all these bright colors and whatever. And I have to vacuum my floors and wash my windows. And when I get home from work, I am exhausted. So I was like, you know what?
Yeah, give it a go.
Let me see.
Right. Break me up a small chunk of that funky stuff. Right. Let's see if it kills me.
I'm like, for the good of American children, right, let me just drink this can of Prime and let me see what happens.
Right, right.
So I was all excited yesterday. I had to go to a couple different stores to actually find it.
See, it's not that accessible, I guess,
it's
right?
It's not. And, you know, it's important to note that there's the Prime hydration drink and the Prime energy drink. And at first I bought the hydration drink and I was like, this just tastes like delicious water. I don't know. And then I realized I had the wrong one, and I had to go back to find the cans of it.
Yeah.
All right, so here's how it went.
Don't try this at home, but I figure I live on caffeine, 746 cups of coffee a day. What happens if I actually drink it? Let's find out.
And it's true. I drink a lot of coffee, so I didn't have a whole lot of faith that this will keep me up or anything like that.
I mean, you are really dragging this out for me. Just tell me whether or not your head exploded.
Okay, just about finished. Pretty good, not gonna lie. Only thing that's weird is that my calves are tingling. Not sure what that's about.
That's great. Is that true?
My calves were tingling, but also I might be dehydrated, and all I had that day yesterday was a piece of pecan pie. I wasn't sure if that had anything to do with it.
And then Prime.
And then Prime.
And then Prime. So it's like running on nitroglycerin.
13 cups of coffee, one can of Prime, and a slice of pecan pie.
You were like a drag racing car yourself, your body.
25 minutes in, I'm good. I feel 100% fine.
Yeah.
No headache, no shakes or anything like that?
I did get a headache, but again, might be the pecan pie and not actually eating anything real all day and drinking no water.
And allergies have been terrible.
1 hour later, totally fine. Does this just mean that I drink too much coffee?
Now I'm questioning all my life decisions.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, if they are calling for the FDA to look at this, and I am 100%, like, not even phased.
Right.
Is there a problem with me? And finally.
Update. It is 90 minutes later, and I am tired, and I'm contemplating getting a cup of coffee to finish this day.
I almost stopped to pick up coffee, like, pulling into my apartment building, because I was like, it's like 4:30. Like, I need to, like, get on with my life at
another
this point.
Another boost, right.
Yeah.
So what happened when you went to bed? Did you have any trouble sleeping? So, did you have any weird dreams or anything?
Interesting, because I did get a headache, but then when I had some Triscuit crackers, that headache went away.
Delicious.
So that was that solved
too.
That. But I kept thinking, I bet you tonight when I actually lay down to go to bed, it's going to be one of those things where I can't sleep. No, I passed out like normal.
Look at that.
So I mean,
Logan Paul
know.
Ought to be a doctor at this point.
Yes,
right? I mean, basically, we should trust all our health issues to these social media stars.
But would I give it to my children that don't have caffeine? Definitely not.
It's time to get organized this new year with Menards. Update your closet system and add style today with Closet Culture. Choose from two closet finishes and four colors of shelf boards to create a functional yet stylish closet solution that matches your home decor. Check out all our Closet Culture closet kits or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com to see all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.